This is Radio Nepal, I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Meeting of the House of Representatives ongoing at the Federal Parliament building, lawmakers delivering views on government's policy and program. Meteorological Forecasting Division forecasts rainfall with thunderstorms likely in mountainous region today, and Japan opens up to foreign tourists after 2 years. Now, the news in detail. A meeting of the House of Representatives is ongoing at the Federal Parliament building in New Baneswar. Lawmakers are delivering their views on the policy and program tabled in the Parliament. Today's meeting will endorse the government's policy and program once the lawmakers finish their deliberations on it. There is a constitutional obligation to bring the budget for the coming fiscal year 2022-23 tomorrow. Prior to that, the policy and program should be passed by the Parliament. According to Finance Minister Janardhan Sarma, the economic survey for fiscal year 2022-23 will be tabled. There is a constitutional provision that the survey should be submitted before the budget is presented. Though the preparations were made to pass the policy and program yesterday, the discussion continued till today as the lawmakers could not finish their deliberations. On the other hand, the Upper House, National Assembly, has already passed the policy and program following the discussion yesterday. Discussions on the policy and program began simultaneously in both the houses of the Federal Parliament. Meanwhile, Speaker Agniprasad Sapkota has taken stock of the budget to be presented by the government for the next fiscal year 2022-23. Finance Minister Janardhan Sarma briefed the Speaker on the budget and its priorities at the office of Speaker in Singhadhaba this morning. On the occasion, Speaker Sapkota reminded the Finance Minister about other issues relating to the budget of the Federal Parliament. General Secretary at the Federal Parliament, Dr. Bharat Raj Gautam, Secretary of the House of Representatives, Gopinath Yogi, and Finance Secretary, Madhukumar Marasini, were present on the occasion. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, Pampha Bhusal, today said that menstruation is a mark of women's motherhood. Addressing the concluding events of an awareness bicycle rally organized in Lalitpur today by Expose Nepal on the occasion of the Menstrual Hygiene Day, Minister Bhusal stated that women had to go through gender discrimination due to a lack of awareness. The minister stressed the need for government at all levels to focus on women's health. The bicycle rally started from Basantapur and went up through various parts of the Kathmandu Valley before concluding at the World Square in Mangal Bazar in Lalitpur. The organizer of the rally aimed to spread the message that the relationship between the reuse of sanitary pads and environment-friendly bicycles is important in view of human health and a clean environment. The celebration of the Tiji festival having historical and cultural importance has been observed at Lomangthang in Mustang since last Friday. The festival is being marked by demonstrating a large-sized thanka depicting a portrait of Buddhist religious preacher Padmasambhava Rinpoche in the courtyard of Lomangthang Palace and offering prayers as per the religious procedure. The thanka, which is as high as two-story house building, is brought outside the palace and made open to public once a year for observation and prayers. Locals of Lomangthang and Loghekar Damodar Kunda rural municipalities observe the Tiji festival for 3 days in the month of just the last week of May. Chewang Rinjing Gurung, a ward member of Lomangthang Rural Municipality 5, said Tiji is the biggest and most auspicious festival in Upper Mustang, which is mostly celebrated by the Lowa community. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast rainfall with thunderstorms in the mountainous region today. Most of the areas of the country are likely to witness partial to general changes in weather conditions, while some mountainous belts will receive light to medium rainfall with thunderstorms. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, some places in the mountainous belt of the country are likely to receive light to moderate rainfall accompanied by thunderstorms and lightning due to combined effects of local wind, low pressure line around Uttar Pradesh and Bihar of India, and westerly wind. The division has cautioned the local residents to put safety measures as there is the likelihood of light to moderate rainfall with thunderstorms and hurricanes in the mountainous areas of the country, including Province No. 1, Madhya Province, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces. According to the latest details of the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley today was 18.5 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature is 28.4 degrees Celsius. You're listening to Radio Nepal's news in English. Now on to some international updates. After being closed to tourists for 2 years, Japan is opening its borders to visitors from 98 countries and regions. It marks the most significant moment so far in the country's slow relaxation of its COVID-19 entry restrictions. But some restrictions will remain, including a requirement to visit the country as part of a tour group. Japan implemented some of the world's toughest virus control regimes and banned foreign visitors from the delayed 2020 Tokyo Olympic Games. Japan has largely remained closed since 2020 due to COVID-19 pandemic, a move that was hit the tourism industry hard. A major part of Japan's economy, tourist arrivals fell more than 90% in 2020, nearly erasing inbound tourism. Police have said a female partygoer stopped a potential mass shooting in the United States when she pulled out her gun and fatally shot a man who had opened fire with a semi-automatic rifle on a crowd. Police said 37-year-old man named Dennis Butler with an extensive criminal history was found dead at the scene from multiple gunshot wounds. Authorities said it is not clear how Butler obtained the weapon, which he was not legally allowed to carry as a convicted felon. It comes after a teenage gunman killed 21 people at a Texas primary school with an AR-15 semi-automatic rifle that had been purchased legally. The attack, America's worst school shooting in a decade, reignited the debate over private gun ownership, which is enshrined in a United States Constitution. Pledging to provide tangible benefits for nations in the Indo-Pacific region, the leaders of the Quad have launched a maritime surveillance plan that analysts say is its most significant move so far to counter China. The Quad, an informal alliance made up of Japan, the United States, India and Australia, says Indo-Pacific Partnership for Maritime Domain Awareness will help the Pacific Islands and countries in Southeast Asia and the Indian Ocean track illegal fishing and other illicit activities in the waters in real time. Although the Quad did not mention the name, the initiative is aimed at addressing long-held complaints from the countries in the region about unauthorized fishing by Chinese boats in their exclusive economic zones, as well as encroachment by Chinese maritime militia vessels in the disputed waters of the South China Sea. Beijing dismisses allegations of illegal fishing, saying it strictly complies with international regulations. With this, we have almost come to the end of this bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Meeting of the House of Representatives ongoing at the Federal Parliament building, lawmakers delivering views on government's policy and program. Meteorological Forecasting Division forecasts rainfall with thunderstorms likely in mountainous region today, and Japan opens up to foreign tourists after 2 years. Well, that's the end of this bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.